This is Ozarks at Large. There has been strong debate recently over emergency medical services, or EMS, in Benton County. City officials in Siloam Springs say if voters reject a proposal to charge an annual fee of $85, that city will stop providing service to unincorporated areas for the first time in four decades. Greg Neely, the city's fire chief, says a state law requires fiscal cooperation if a city is going to use a service beyond its boundaries. I spoke with Neely last week. He says the obligation rests with the county.
At this time, we finally drawn a line in the sand and said we need to be remunerated for actual expenses. To the county's credit, beginning in 2011, they began to pay us a little bit of money, like $20,000 the first year, about the same the next year, and this last payment was $52,000 for 2013.
So they're trying.
They have been, and so we have applauded their efforts for 2014, whereby we showed them actual expenses, had numerous forums that talked about what it actually cost us to respond. We agreed to a lesser amount than what was our actual expense because it was a significant increase over what we had been getting. But that amount was $335,000 that we were to be paid for providing that service in 2014. And part of that agreement, we told them, we charged them with, if you want us to continue to do this, then you need to provide a formula, an equitable formula, so that's data-driven, that ensures that these providers, Siloam Springs included, are given an equitable share of that funding that is commensurate with what level of service and where out in the county we're providing, because there's a number of things that drive that. The population served, the distance that you have to travel, the condition of the roads, the ratio between the responses and the number of transports. And in every one of those categories, Siloam Springs is number one or number two. And so it's very expensive for us to provide EMS out into the county. So having said that, they were supposed to come up with that mechanism beyond 2014, which was the referendum and the $85 per household. And somewhere along the way, unbeknownst to us, they determined that they were only going to provide the funding in 2014 for the first quarter, and then based upon the outcome of that February 11th election, then they would determine whether or not they were going to continue to fund it beyond March.
Right, that's soon.
And that revelation is what shocked us.
And that goes up to a vote February 11th.
That's correct, February 11th. Yeah.
Just curious, you know, how many people would be losing the service that Siloam Springs provides?
Well,
here's
what we can do. We know the county was agreeing to pay us $324,000 in 2015. That was the previous agreement. And that was based upon an $85 per household fee. So with some assumption, $324,000 divided by the $85 per capita, that would get you nearly 4,000 households. That's 3,811. Now, there may have been some cushion in there.
Have you heard reaction from those households?
Yes, we have. You know, we see it in a number of forums. We attended a county forum at the community center on the 20th, and also, you know, we look at the Facebook as well. You know, at the social media to see, and the reactions can be, pretty severe. There's a lot of people that really are afraid that, you know, when they call 911, that service will not be available to them. Oftentimes, they are upset with the city, that the city would consider not providing that service, and yet it is clearly the county's responsibility to provide that. And what I've often told people is, if you live out in the county, you don't expect to get a Siloam Springs police officer there. You'll get someone from the county. If you have a big pothole in your county road, you don't look for the city street crew to come fix that. You look to the county. And yet, somehow in this discussion, we look to the city for the ambulance service, because we've been providing it, but at the same time, it is the county's responsibility to do that. And we just got to, at some point, say, county, do what you said you'd do and pay for the service. We're glad to provide it. You're talking about 400 calls a year that we respond out in the county. We're able to absorb that and continue to provide a high level of service for our folks on the interior, and we're willing to do that. But we just can't continue to do it for free.
I can't imagine calling 911 and my husband's having a heart attack and them just say, I'm sorry, we can't send somebody.
Well, if there is no service provided, that would be the case. That would be the case. And nobody wants to see that.
Right.
We have been placed in that situation before when we were providing EMS well into Delaware County. And
that's in Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma. And so we advised them for a couple of years that this is the date in which it will stop. You need to get a service in here to provide it. And there did come that day when we said that we would no longer do that. As a result of that, there were those types of calls and responses and concerns it's very difficult. Nobody wants to not help somebody. That's what we do. But at the same time, where do you draw the line? Our obligation here is to protect the citizens of Siloam, and that's our first obligation.
So this fails to pass on February 11th, and households are required to pay $85 if they want this service. Is the county sending a bill for $85 to these households? Do you have any idea how this will work?
I'm not sure how that mechanism is in place for that collection, but it will be up to the county to collect the $85, and then it will be up to the county to be able to distribute that to the 7 EMS providers based upon the per capita that each jurisdiction is serving.
The $85 is probably just based on what the municipalities tell the county, this costs them.
Yeah, the way that $85 was arrived at, the way I understand it is, there was approximately, I'll just use the figure, $1 million, because that's approximately what it costs and what the 7 service providers have said they're going to need to be able to continue to provide it. And so the county utilized a formula that I'm sure has got some assumptions and some cushion to say that $85 is sufficient to be able to fund the 7 providers and allow a little bit for some inflation and cost adjustments and that sort of thing.
And $85 for the household, that doesn't cover any sort of ambulance fees or anything like that. That's just saying you'll come out to my house.
That's correct. The $85 will ensure when you call 911, you will get a response. That keeps the service available. Yeah, we'll continue to bill for the insurance, Medicare, Medicaid.
As you have had interaction with both county officials and the citizens of the county and Siloam Springs, what do you think will happen on February 11th?
Well, there's still some time. And if the election were held today, I'd say it would be very close. But my hope is, as we draw closer to February 11th, the word will get out that this is a very reasonable request. You're talking about $7 a month, $1.60 a day, to be able to provide a high quality service out into the county. And it will be a seamless transition. It will continue to be what it's always been. It's just that now the county will be assuming, as it should, its fiduciary responsibility to fund the providers to provide the service.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Mr. Neely. I don't believe I have any other questions.
Well, very good. No, appreciate the opportunity, and thank you for helping us get the word out.
Yep. That was Siloam Springs Fire Chief Greg Neely. Remaining town hall meetings on ambulance services to rural Benton County are scheduled for tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. in the Community Services Room at the Pea Ridge Fire Department, January 30th at 6:30 at the Centerton Fire Department, and at the Prairie Creek Association Office February 3rd at 7. This issue goes before voters February 11th.